Hello again, listeners of Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, for this show. And again, I'm so glad that you are joining us at this time, or if you've started at the beginning of the show with us, thank you so very much. It means a lot to us that you are supporting us in all our efforts here at Siouxland Catholic Radio. So again, we've been talking about the next show at the Sioux City Community Theater. It is called Silent Sky. If you've got a piece of paper and a pencil or your calendar or your smartphone, here are the times and the dates. It is Friday, June 3rd and Saturday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. It is Sunday, June 5th at 2 p.m. And then the next week, it is Thursday, June 9th, Friday, June 10th, and Saturday, June 11th. Those are all 7:30 p.m. shows. And then we close Sunday, June 12th at 2 p.m. And you have a number of ways you can get tickets. Tickets are $18. You can go to the theater's website, sctheater.org, and click there and up comes the buy tickets. Or you can physically go to the theater, which is in Sioux City. It is at 1401 Riverside Boulevard. The box office typically is open from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, but obviously on the show dates that are Saturday and Sunday, the box office lady Julie Ferris is there earlier. So I'm not sure how much earlier, but probably at least by 1 o'clock on those days. So that's the ways you can do it. Or if you don't want to get in the car and drive out beforehand, tickets are available at the door. And here's a phone number, and I'll give it again at the end of the show. It's a Sioux City number, so it's 712-233-2788. And of course, all that information appears on the theater's website in case you are just sitting here relaxing, or if you're driving, for pity's sakes, don't take out a pencil and a piece of paper and try and write that down, but get to a place where you can. So again, with me in the studio is the director of the show, Greg Giles, and we've been talking in the last segment about the faith-based element in mm-hmm. this show. And Greg, you kind of started to allude to it with Margie and Henrietta and right. their different views of what faith and God and right. the universe is, all those right. things that we think about maybe, if not daily, at least every once in a while.
Periodically.
So what was it that jumped out at you?
Well, it's funny because for me, the character of Margie is really quite beautifully written because she's not pedantic. She's not didactic in her faith. Her faith is manifested in her music. Not only is she a caregiver, she's a married woman. She's a caregiver for her father, her ailing father in the play and in real life. But she ends up having 12 grandchildren and basically a self-taught composer. She ends up having a symphony performed on the, just obviously as the daughter of an itinerant preacher, she played the piano for an organ for the services, but she was also a composer in her own right. And before she ended up passing away, I think in the 30s, she actually had a full symphony that was performed live on radio for the listening audience back in the day. So her, obviously, God spoke to her through music. God speaks to Henrietta through the science. And it's funny because all the other characters are driven. They're all very driven. There's another character, another bona fide, legitimate scientist in her own right, Annie Jump Cannon, who was a very vocal suffragette. And obviously for her, her motivation was not only through the science and through basically running the photometry lab. She was the chief photometrist. But she also was very active in the suffrage movement and lives to see the day when the amendment to giving women right to vote passes. For me, these all resound as far as a higher power, you know, whatever motivates us. For me, arts has always been my single motivator. So the characters being so beautifully written by the playwright Lauren Gunderson, who, by the way, is the single most widely produced playwright in America. In the past 7 years, she's written over 20 plays. She's only 40 years old, and she's written over 20 plays, all of which have been widely produced. But Silent Sky is a real gem for those of you who do get a chance to come see it. But it's just, the writing style and the performances that I'm seeing elicited in the characters that we've assembled, the actors, the five actors. There is one male actor.
There is.
And one character, and that's a sort of a fictitious combination character of what the men folk must have been like, because there actually were obviously real scientist. It was Pickering was the guy who was the head of the lab, and the job of the women was to scrutinize the Draper, the Henry Draper collection, the Henry Draper catalog. They for years and years documented the night sky in these large plates that the women had to scrutinize. But this fictitious character, Peter Shaw is his name, played by the young Dane Meyer. It's a love interest, and that's a cosmic alliance too, because it's unrequited. I don't want to say it's unrequited love, but the God has not foreordained Henrietta to have a love life. She ends up, I hate to say it, but she ends up passing away without ever having married, without ever having had children. And her legacy, if you will, it's not children, but it is the science that she left behind. And as I alluded to previously, the Leavitt shift, the phase shift in the analysis of the stars and the brightness.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story of all these people, and especially the ones that are historically accurate, mm-hmm. because you're really enlightened as to what's going on. And we talked about, the prejudice and the bias against mm-hmm. women. And so one of the things the community theater has done over the years is partnered with other organizations, particularly nonprofits. The one I was most involved with was when I did Calendar Girls.
I saw that
And
play.
If you saw the you movie, yes, we were not naked on stage.
The suggestion of nakedness.
It was the suggestion of nudity. And, of course, that had to deal with cancer.
Exactly.
And the main character's loss of her husband to cancer, right. and the whole way everyone reacted.
And that was a true story, by the way. The Calendar Girls came from England.
Yes,
and they
did.
Raised and money for cancer awareness. Yep. And you guys partnered with the June Island Cancer Center on that play.
We did. And that was a great partnership. And what we did was we allowed the center to come out and put up tables. And then we actually had an evening in which all the profits from the door went to the Cancer Center. And then at that time we were selling cookies, and so $1 from each cookie went to the Cancer Center. And so I think it just kind of shows how the community theater partners and is a good citizen in Siouxland to work with other organizations.
And this time we'll be partnering with whom?
With the Women Aware of Siouxland,
exactly.
which, again, I have a connection with. Mm-hmm. I bet it was probably a good 2 decades that I was not a board member. I was ex officio. And I love that word. I think it's so Latin. But I took all the pictures at the Women of Excellence banquet.
Okay.
And humbled every year because I thought, my God, I am not doing enough, and these women are. Mm-hmm. So we are partnering with Women Aware of Siouxland, and we will have the same approach with a table with all kinds of information. Mm-hmm. And then we will pick a night at which the door – It won't be like the $18. It will be a free will donation, and all that money then will go to Women Aware to continue all the great work they do in empowering women and helping women when maybe they're having a lot of challenges in their life.
Yes.
So we are very excited about that.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
And then the other thing is, again, the show is all about me. So I reached out to my dear, dear friend, Brenda Shaner Thielen.
The artist.
And she is a well-known artist. Every year she does, out of the goodness of her heart, she paints the little yellow dog that the Sioux City Journal raises money for children in need for Christmas presents.
Yep.
And so I approached her and I said, Brenda, this show is called Silent Sky. Would you consider painting Van Gogh's Starry Night. And then we will have a raffle for it. Yeah. And she was so excited. She said, absolutely. She did text me the other day that she had an urging to cut off her ear, but I talked her off the ledge on that one. If you know her, she's just a delight, and she is a wonderfully faith-filled person. I don't think I'm doing anything that is against HIPAA, but she has put on Facebook that she's had some challenges with cancer.
Oh, gosh.
And so that is why she is so excited to kind of get into things again.
Uh-huh.
So not only is the show a wonderful, delightful show, but it's great that we are able to find these relationships with other individuals.
Absolutely.
And connect with them. And so we're all working kind of for the same thing, and that is to build up the mission of each of these nonprofits, ourselves, Women Aware, and then Brenda.
Well, come for the theater, stay for the artwork. Whether I'm not sure, are we doing a live raffle or is it?
No, we're going to do a raffle. It'll be $5 a ticket,
okay.
Or $3.
And at the end of the run, we'll pick the winner.
Yeah, at the end of it, $3 for $10.
Right.
And we'll have a show drink, which we are working on right now.
Yeah, we do have a full, for your listeners, we do have a full liquor license, not just beer and wine, but hard liquor as well. So we'll have a Starry Sky cocktail or something along those lines.
Oh, I would hope so. Yeah. And even if we could put a little blue coloring in it.
Exactly. Get the Van Gogh element.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, gosh, it's been just such a delight being here, Joanne. Thank you so much for having me. And for your listeners, again, the name of the play is Silent Sky, runs June 3rd through 12th.
Mm-hmm.
7 performances. I misspoke earlier. I said 6. There's 7 performances. Cost is $18 at Sioux City Community Theater.
Yep.
Hope you can make it.
Yep. Again, Sioux City Community Theater is located at 1401 Riverside Boulevard here in Sioux City. And tickets are $18. And you can go out there. Box office is open from 1 to 5 every day. And, of course, once the show is up on Saturday and Sunday, then you can, even go a little bit earlier on those days. There's so much going on at the theater. Check out their website, sccttheater.org. And or you can call them 712-233-2788. So again, listeners, I want to give a big thank you to my guests on my show today, Meredith Malinowski, who plays Henrietta Leavitt, who is the lead in this show, and Greg Giles, who is our director, our leader, our
happy to oblige.
Happy to, working with all of us.
Happy warrior.
Yep, happy warrior. So on behalf of my executive producer of this show, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction is always good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.